On-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Bit of news floating around today. We heard from Sammy Edmund earlier on. Theodoropoulos has been good enough to join us from Channel 7 News. You'll see more and hear more from Theo tonight on Channel 7, but he's been good enough to join me right now. Theo, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Dwayne, pleasure as always.
We don't expect Port Adelaide to challenge the 3-game suspension to Jeremy Finlayson, do we?
Not at all. No, I wouldn't even thought there's a mechanism to do so. So I would say the AFL's made a pretty clear-cut statement as best they can to say what he did was clearly unacceptable. The contrition and apology and admission taken into consideration. Had he not done that at three-quarter time, going over to Chris Davies and saying that he transgressed, then the sanction would have been a little more severe. So, no, 3 games. He has to undergo some education and counselling that he has to pay for and obviously be counselled by club leaders. And you hope that the message that this sends to not only players but people in the community is that, of course, as we all know, this sort of language and behaviour is unacceptable. I think Finlayson admitted that straight away. So 3 games, and we hope that it's the last we hear of this sort of behaviour.
Is it Tholstrop or Tolstrop? Theo, do you know when you announced that he might be making his debut tonight?
I reckon it's Tholstrop, a Subiaco boy. He's a first-round pick, highly rated, a big lad, a big head of hair too. So everyone getting around him at Demons training this morning. I mean, unless he bought a new house or a brand new pair of shoes, I've never seen so much love for a young man. So in the 25 that trained today, the expectation is that he plays his first game. Now, whether that's as a sub, we'll wait and see. But it was a lot of fanfare for a bloke if he's not in the 22 or 23. So another exciting unearthing of a young gun at the D's.
And Cozzy Pickett, 1 game, was that pretty much expected? And how's Melbourne going to attack it right now with Cozzy?
Well, it's a hard one, isn't it? It certainly was expected. I mean, to have it downgraded to low from medium, I mean, you could argue that it certainly wasn't a heavy hit on Soligo. But as we've known and we've come to learn from the AFL Tribunal, is the potential to cause injury is the remedy for everything, where, you know, if it was a little worse and Soligo broke a jaw, then Cozzy's looking at a month. So, yeah, it was a fair penalty. You know, the D's thought they could have rolled the dice a little bit on the basis of that. Interesting admission that they've acknowledged that Cozzy has changed his game over the last sort of 12 months, but they just want him to keep that aggression and that ferocity, because he's so dangerous. As a forward, his forward pressure is up there with the best in the competition, and he's crucial to the way that they play. So they'll have a hard time replacing him on Thursday night or tomorrow night against Brisbane. But no, the 1-game ban, not a surprise to anyone who's seen a tribunal hearing at any point this year.
And anything else floating around that you're going to be able to uncover on Channel 7 tonight? What else have you got cooking?
Well, remarkably, there was this a footy player at Punt Road. You might have heard of him, Dwayne. Where's the number 4? He was running around training in preparation for a game on the weekend. Dustin Martin, the retirement rumours. Didn't that go into overdrive yesterday? So, no, he was there in preparation for this weekend, and with all eyes on 300 tonight. A little mouth-watering battle between Jack Steele and Tom Green. Thought the Saints were pretty good in that second half against Richmond. Jack Steele was best on ground, if not up there with Rowan Marshall. They clicked into gear, and then they faced the Giants in Canberra. So, in the context of their season, enormous. They got back to 2-2. Tom Green, well, some have argued that he will challenge for the Brownlow this year, and he's certainly emerged as one of the premier ball handlers in the comp. So we'll take a look at that, and just again, more of the build-up towards the D's clash with the Lions tomorrow night, which certainly the game of the round. If the Lions get back on track, wowee, look out for that one. But the D's, well, just a bit of vindication from Simon Goodwin and the club, I think, after being battered around early in the pre-season and leading into the season now, well inside sort of the top 4 and 4-1. So a turnaround, and we'll hear from both of the coaches tonight.
Good stuff, Theo. Looking forward to watching your stuff on Channel 7. I appreciate you jumping on with the latest. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Dwayne. Thanks.
Theodoropoulos from Channel 7 News. Couple of texts on the way to the break. Dwayne, Ollie Henry was on the nose at Collingwood. He left to get a game in the senior side. Peter and Werribee, yeah, they weren't playing him, so it was a no-brainer to go home and get a regular game. And another one here. West Coast had, well, premierships handed to them ever since they were introduced in the AFL. Now they're doing it hard, and they aren't used to being down the bottom. Thanks for that. And another one here. Well, quite a few came through on Merritt leaving from Andrew's thoughts, who called us earlier today. Hi, Dwayne. Definitely Merritt should look elsewhere. Cheers, Graham Wright. So thanks for your funny text. Always some funny text coming through. I like a bit of comedy on the text. 0433 98 11 16 is the text number. The all-new Temper Pro. Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R. Temper's most adaptive mattress ever is here. Temper mattresses like no other. Melbourne has just confirmed the Thulstrup debut as well, by the way. So that is 100% confirmed. A break. Midday Madness Rapid Fire. If you want to jump on now, you'd have to be quick. 1300 736 736.